You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
So I don't know about you, but I could really use a head massage right now.
I still remain neutral on the subject.
It's like, here's the thing. Like, ASMR, it's the kind of thing where I don't believe in it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But after watching part two of the documentary, it's like, man, you know what? I could really go for a head massage because that looks amazing.
I mean, there is, like, a nice head massage is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what makes his head massages worth going all the way to India for.
It's the cosmic energy, Chris.
Okay.
And the company.
So you know that part where you're like, I don't know if I believe in the, yeah, that goes to guys with cosmic energy for me.
I mean,
maybe if they had sat Bernie Burns and gotten up from that chair, he's like, I now possess the power of cosmic, and he sailed off on his silver surfboard.
That would
have been like,
that would be cool.
That was worth the trip to India for.
So who's like his Galactus then?
Well, not that other dude.
Not Gavin Free.
Yeah, not
I don't
Gavin.
Think it'd be Gavin
Free. He doesn't have a Galactus.
You know what? It'd be probably Gus Sarola.
Probably, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I can totally fan art on the way right now.
Please,
right?
Please do that, fans. But yeah, so this, I'm Herman, and I'm with Chris Cox today, and we're talking about a part two of the world's greatest head massage, an ASMR journey.
Practically a completely different film.
Yeah, I mean, it ties briefly back into, like, what ASMR is all about,
right,
kind of in the tail end of this part of the doc. But, yeah, mostly it's kind of like a travel documentary for really the first, like, 30-plus minutes. So, yeah, 30-plus minutes of it.
Yeah.
And, it features Bernie Burns and Gavin Free, who kind of, like, have, like, this appreciation and love for ASMR, and you've been kind of exploring it, and we kind of see them in part one. And this is about them going to India to find Baba Sen, who is this person they watch on YouTube who's created these, like, unintentional ASMR videos. Like, he doesn't even create them. It's people that post them who found him in India. And it's just them wanting to go to him and kind of to experience it for themselves. And also to experience just the culture of India, which I don't think they previously ever went to India before.
Yeah, they had me at, I'm not going. Look, the temperature's 110. I'm like, yeah, not going.
Well, I mean, Texas weather, it gets really hot. It's been up in the hundreds this summer.
Yeah, but not that humid.
Yeah,
that's when you
true.
Get to that hot with, like, so humid you can see the water floating in the air. No, fuck that.
What's the thing that Gavin said? It's like, I'm not wearing sunglasses to keep the sun in my eyes. I'm wearing them so the heat doesn't just go into them.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in weather like that. It was
no
fun. You immediately go, I don't care if we're on our way to, like, you know, get a personalized tour of the secret underground of Disney World where they show us, like, Walt Disney's frozen
all the child
head,
slaves
which can
are.
Still
yeah.
talk to us.
Yeah,
you know, I don't care if we're going to have sex with Marilyn Monroe, who's immortal and been secretly mm-hmm. alive this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going in the air conditioning.
No, I mean, and they definitely do that. They go to a nice, like, as soon as they get to India and they get off their plane and, yeah, they go to this very nice hotel where they kind of have this whole, like, Indian, like, cultural greeting where they get, like, all these flowers and things like that. It's like, oh, that's nice. And they actually meet their guide who's trying to find Baba for them, Sarab. And we eventually learn that Baba's not in Delhi, which is where they first start out. He's in Pushkar.
I will go out of my way for a good deli.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree, man. I'm from Buffalo, New York, so we know our deli meats. We're good at that stuff.
Different kind of deli.
Yeah. Yeah,
Delhi,
no,
India. There's no cold cuts.
No, it's not sad.
Nothing is cold.
There's a lot of cows there, though, so.
Yeah, a lot of cows that you can't eat
them.
Which is like hell, right?
Yeah.
Like, surrounded by cows and there's not a burger to be found.
So one thing I don't understand about India, it's like, come on, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you worshiping these things? You just said eat them.
They're pretty stupid animals, but I don't want to shit on somebody else's thing.
No, that's true. That's this thing. Yeah. But the thing that I really liked about just this part of the documentary is them just experiencing a whole new culture. Again, it's like there's this one great segment where they're kind of introduced to bartering for the first time.
Mm.
And I learned apparently like rupees, like five, like I think the, like 1,000 rupees, like 800 between 1,000 rupees is like 10 American dollars, which is crazy. So like 1 rupee is like 1/64th.
Yeah.
An American dollar. So I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, that's pretty cool to learn about.
When I was in Hong Kong, I had to learn real quick how to haggle because they like just stare at you.
If yeah.
You just accept the price on stuff. They're like, what?
Really? Wow.
You know, you're like,
so you're trying
supposed to
haggle. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
Dumb American.
Yeah. He's like asking for $5. So I'm like, $4.95, and they're like, oh, for fuck's sakes, just take it.
That's awesome. But yeah, I thought that was a really great moment. And when they finally eventually do get to Pushkar and they finally meet Baba, we see them like do the head massage, and it's like, I'm not a believer in ASMR. I'm not a believer in cosmic energy or anything like that, but I definitely believe in a nice, massaged scalp. And like, I need that. And when I was like, I didn't get tingles, but I'm like, man, that's really relaxing.
What, just watching it though?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Okay, see, I don't, it doesn't translate for me.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I fully accept it's one of many things in this world that I will never get.
Sure.
You know, I don't get head massages. I don't get Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't get, like...
It's the power of the cards.
I don't get the bulk of Nickelodeon's cartoons in the 90s. What are you going to do?
You're horrible.
I'm sorry.
That's a whole other topic. I got to introduce you to Hey Arnold and Doug and...
Yeah, see, don't
Rocko's
get
Modern Life.
Totally right over my head like that. I don't get going to India in the summer. I don't get it.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's like, I've never really had the urge, not that I can, but I never really had the urge to go to India. But after this, it's like, you know, it's experience maybe for a few days and just to get that, like...
Go in the winter.
Yeah, go in the winter.
Why are you there in the summer? Why?
That's when
it was bad.
Barbershops are the most.
Maybe it was the only time
they can get an appointment.
It was like just like they're still really cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why Rooster Teeth has made a lot of money.
That's true, this
second half of the documentary, I declared to Chris when we're done, I was like, they should have called this thing "Crazy Rich People and Their Money." It's like, just get a wild hair.
That could be a really cool Rooster Teeth series, honestly.
Get a wild hair and go like, you know what? I saw this video online that I thought was kind of cool. So I'm going to fly to middle of nowhere India and meet this dude and get a head massage.
You should pitch that to them because I think that you'll be quite successful. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, is that when they finally meet Baba, they kind of introduce – or they kind of talk to him about like starting his own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And – like he has like really no knowledge of the internet or Google or YouTube, and actually they launched his YouTube channel I think this week, either today or it was like within this week.
It has happened.
Yeah, it's up right now, and yeah, you can definitely like check out those videos. I think the first two videos are with Gavin and with Bernie. So if you want to see those 7 minute or so head massage rubs, you definitely can.
Once again, don't get it. Watching somebody else get a head massage.
Sure, I understand. Yeah. But again, I think that this part of the documentary was just about experiencing a new culture. And
yeah,
as a Rooster Teeth fan, seeing, you know, Bernie Birds and Gavin Free kind of experience that, I think that's a lot of fun. And I want to ask you, because I asked this question to a lot of people there and also to Matt Hames, the director. I said, would you like to see like Rooster Teeth do like these kind of travel logs, these travel documentaries to different countries, because I personally really like that stuff. Like, I like stuff like Anthony Bourdain's kind of like, the food critic guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also like Carl Pilkington, Anita Broad. I love that stuff.
I can't but get what, Carl Pilkington, another thing. I'm just like,
man.
I hate idiots here or abroad. I'm just not into it.
But I guess but they also brought up some other things that they might want to try doing, not just like travel documentaries, but I mean, is there anything else that you think that you want to see?
Well, I mean, if they're going to do travel stuff,
yeah,
it definitely should follow the concept of like, we're going to this like a weird place to check out this neat thing people are doing with technology.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's something that is, you know, some like we're going to this weird obscure corner where there's a group of people doing something that not going on anywhere else with technology. That kind of thing. You're like, okay, that's an excuse. Otherwise you're just writing off your vacation pretty much.
Yeah. Well, again, if they're experiencing a different culture that they're not familiar with, I personally like that kind of stuff. So that's for me, but yeah, I mean, that's totally fair for you too as well. But, yeah, again, I mean, that's kind of my final thoughts on it. Thanks to Matt Hames for allowing us to review this film, and obviously for Rooster Teeth. Hopefully we'll be able to review some more of their documentaries in the future.
I wish they need to do one about all the new super haunted houses going on, the ones where you have they're only going on in very select places where you have to sign a disclaimer because it's like 2 hours long and they fucking tie you up and pour shit over you and stuff. Oh, I totally want to go do one, but they're also really expensive.
You got to film it then. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody needs to go do that. I would watch that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Gavin scream and run around like that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm just mad because I had to watch them get head massages for a half hour. I'm like, yeah, tie him up. Pour blood on him.
Always the curmudgeon.